One of the sub-warrens latched onto the five human ships. The sub-warren reshaped itself to match one of the ships it was following. Statistical analysis of 10 million years of encounters had shown that the tactic benefited the grubs in the long run, even though it could be disastrous in any single meeting. Travelling fearlessly's plan was simple enough in grub terms. He would study the humans and decide what must be done about them. If they showed signs of expanding massively into this volume of space, creating the kind of disturbance which the Eaters would find it hard to miss, then it might prove necessary to cull them. Amongst the surviving species, there were some which had taken it upon themselves to perform such painful but necessary cullings. Travelling fearlessly hoped that it would not come to that. He hoped that the humans would remain a low-level nuisance that did not require immediate culling. If all they planned to do was settle one or two immediate solar systems, they could probably be left alone for now. Culling was itself an act which ran the risk of attracting Eaters, so it was never to be performed unless there was excellent reason. As decades passed and the humans made no move, hostile or otherwise, travelling fearlessly moved the Void Warren closer and closer to the cluster of human ships. Perhaps the thing to do was make his presence known. Establish dialogue with the humans, and explain the awkwardness of the situation. The grub had been working out how to make the first move when one of the ships had blown up. The explosion was consistent with the complete detonation of several tons of antimatter. Travelling fearlessly's Void Warren had caught much of the blast, damaging the ship's camouflage integument and killing many of the grubs who had been working near the skin. Their death agonies had reached Travelling fearlessly through their secretions. He had absorbed what he could of their individual memories, even as the wounded helper grubs were dissolved back down into their organic constituents. In pain, with half his memories lacerated, Travelling fearlessly had moved the Void Warren away from the flotilla. But someone had noticed. Oliveira and Largo had arrived shortly afterwards, not really sure what to expect, half believing the old story of a ghost ship. A sixth original member of the flotilla which had been expunged from history. That, of course, was not what they had found. Oliveira had sent Largo in first to find the fuel they needed to get back, and Largo had quickly realized that he was not in any human ship. When the helper grubs had brought him to Travelling Fearlessly's chamber, things had gone poorly. Travelling Fearlessly had only been trying to help the creature by pointing out that he did not need to use his spacesuit, that they both breathed the same air. But perhaps the way he had done this, by having helper grubs eat the man's suit away, had, in hindsight, not been ideal. Largo had become upset, and had begun to hurt the helper grubs with the cutting torch. As the fire burned the helpers, Travelling fearlessly drank in their agonized secretions, as if the pain was his own. It was unpleasant, but he had no choice but to dismantle Largo. Largo, of course, hadn't taken to that very enthusiastically either, but by then it was too late. The helper grubs had detached most of his extremities and the more interesting components from inside Largo, learning how the various bits of him worked and fitted together, before dissolving his central nervous system into the secretion. Travelling fearlessly had ingested as many of Largo's memories as he could make sense of. He had learned how to make the same kinds of sounds as Largo, and how to impart meaning to those sounds, and, copying Largo, he had made a mouth for himself. Other grubs had copied Largo's sensory organs, or even incorporated bits of him into themselves. Now, having come to a greater understanding,